Welcome to Jean Ping, the chairman of the African Union Commission. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
You're trying to build momentum towards the pledging conference on the 25th of August. You're hoping to raise an additional $1 billion of aid. How much do you realistically expect to see pledged?
Well, first of all, I think that you should know that this is the first time we are organizing a pledging conference. In the same time, we thought that when Africa is concerned, we cannot just wait donation from outside. We have to do an effort also among us. So we have been working in coordination with UN, NGOs, UNHCR, the WPF, with Baroness Amos. So we have been coordinating our efforts with the rest of the world community in charge of humanitarian affairs.
Are you expecting representatives from all African countries to attend?
I think all African countries must attend that meeting. It has been organized in an emergency issue because of the situation. You know also that the month of August is not good for two reasons. First of all, it's Ramadan, and also it's a month where people are on leave. But we have no choice because of the emergency situation in the whole of Africa.
Do you think the response of African countries to the crisis has been adequate?
But that's what we are doing. The whole of Africa, mainly Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, and others, have been affected by the drought. But some of them have drought, but not famine. While Somalia is facing both drought and famine. I'm just back from a camp of displaced persons in the border of Ethiopia and Somalia, close to Kenya. And I've just visited the camps of refugees there. So it is organized in close cooperation with the government of Ethiopia.
So far, the biggest pledges from African countries include $1.8 million from Sudan and $1.1 million from South Africa. In comparison, there's $5 million from a citizen-led effort in Kenya through a scheme led by Safaricom, taking money through mobile phone payments. Do you think citizens have been more responsive to pledging cash than their governments?
Well, I'm not sure because it depends on the countries. We have already received an announcement of a country, an African country, that they will pay $10 million. They will pledge during this conference $10 million by the government.
Which country is that?
Well, I think that this country will pledge, but for the moment they have announced to us, I think that we should wait when the country will decide to announce officially. But you will know that we have a country like Gabon who has already announced $2.5 million. It has been announced publicly, so I can relate it to the press.
The African Union has a big role to play in securing the aid delivery to Mogadishu as refugees arrive and are desperate for help. Uganda has agreed to send more troops to support the AMISOM force. When will other countries contribute?
Yes, but you know that already we have almost gained the control of the whole Mogadishu. It is an important target which is already there with the Somali government and AMISOM. And you know the refugees are coming in our side to be helped. We have refugees now under the control of TFG and AMISOM. So it is an emergency issue. Increasing of our troops there will be taken into account because we are organizing in the same time meeting of peace and security just before the pledging conference to tackle the various issues like that one and others.
Some people might say that the warning signs for this crisis were there months ago. Do you think the African Union has been timely enough in responding to this crisis?
Of course, we have since the beginning responded to the crisis. But how do you think that you are responding to a crisis? First of all, in sensitizing, then in mobilizing resources. The first step is to sensitize everybody. This was done by several organizations, including ourselves, and the FAO are organized in Roma. Also, we did the sensitization. In the same time, to have a pledging conference, you can imagine, which we organized for the first time in the month of August. It was decided to organize it on the 9th of August, but it was too short to organize it. So we postponed it to the 25th. You know, even United Nations thought that it should be on the 27th, but we have so many constraints that we maintain it on the 25th.